On this episode, we finish up our anniversary trip review with a stay at Delta Hotels Orlando Lake Buena Vista, tips for riding Tron, the new Energy Bites kiosk, and a whole lot more. Today is May 2nd, 2023, and this is episode 561 of the Main Street Magic Podcast.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World, so they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts, Main Street Magic's bringing it home for you.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I am your host, Jeremy Stein, and as always, I'm joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys!
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, as well as follow on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at mainstmagic. If you've not done so already, head out to Facebook and search for the Main Street Magic community and ask to join. Then if you go ahead and hit that subscribe button, you get these brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. We know that planning a trip to Disneyland or Walt Disney World can be overwhelming and at times just downright frustrating, but Mouse Dining removes the frustration of booking those Disney dining reservations, alerting you when they spot availability for your desired restaurant, date, meal, and time. Visit msmfriends.com to use this free service.
So today we are talking about the rest of our anniversary trip weekend. If you go back to our last episode, we talked all about the main food that we ate. We are going to talk a little bit of food this time too, but not like our sit down dinners and stuff. So yeah.
We've talked so much food lately.
Mm-hmm.
It has been nuts.
In fact, Jeremy wanted to go to brunch this morning. So we did at our local Two Creeks, and they have a Krabby Benedict. And they also usually have really good grits. So because of last episode and talking about Rainforest, I said, okay, I'm ready to order, but I'm going to be weird. And I was like, I would like your Krabby Benedict, no English muffins, and put the grits underneath. And this was fantastic.
It was
so
good.
I was
so
happy.
Yeah, and We know the owners up there, mm-hmm. and she is, the one owner is from Maryland,
yes.
and makes legit crab cakes.
And this crab cake and grit Benedict was outstanding. Like, that will now be my go-to.
I think
I
it would
go.
Be my go-to.
It's so
to be
good.
Honest, like next time we go for brunch there,
oh my
or whatever,
goodness.
I'm gonna get two of them.
So good.
It is outstanding. But enough about sit-down food.
Yes.
And we will talk a little bit of food. But we are going to cover basically, so every time we go on trips, especially this one was just packed, like
yes,
full of stuff. And so I just keep a running tab in my notes app on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I pretty much copied and pasted that on the screen for us to run through. So heads up, this might be a little all over the place. We're pretty much just going to walk you through our entire weekend.
Yeah.
And we're just going to jump over those three sit-down meals because you can hear all about those last episode. Rainforest
Absolutely.
Cafe breakfast, lunch at Coral Reef, and dinner at Narcoosie. So those are the only things we'll kind of skip. But one thing we want to start with is Tron in the virtual queue.
Mm-hmm.
This would be our second time riding Tron, first time using the virtual queue because
yeah.
we had our pass holder preview before. And I'm going to go kind of dollar store Lynn Testa on you because I took notes of like every minute basically as we were looking to ride Tron and the way that the virtual queue operates.
Well, as everyone knows, Tron is not being lenient on
yeah.
your time when you get a virtual queue. You literally have an hour to get there. So with all that being said, we woke up Thursday morning at our house and I wake up and no, I was in the shower at this point and I hear Jeremy say, "Here we go." And the next thing I know, we got one.
Yeah. And same method that we've always used for any virtual queues, going back to Rise of the Resistance. I use my phone and I'm in MDE and I've already confirmed my party
mm-hmm.
ahead of time, but I use my phone and bring up the world clock.
Yep.
And when that gets to 15 seconds, so basically 6:59 and 45 seconds,
mm-hmm.
I swipe back to MDE. I've already got the screen up. I've got our party confirmed and I just start hitting refresh.
Yep.
On average, it takes about 3 seconds to refresh. So technically 5 refreshes and you're going to be good. I hate saying this out loud. I'll knock on some wood after. I have, I believe, 100% accuracy since Cosmic Rewind started. just using this very simple method. And there's really, I mean, there's no science to it, but I think a lot of the times the problem is people will literally open their app at 7 and hit join,
yeah,
and it's too late.
Except
it
for
literally is too late.
When
the
there was
one
some
morning
IT.
There was an actual IT issue. Yeah. It was not based on not getting it in time. It was that it errored out and it was an IT issue. And then we ended up just doing individual lightning lane for Cosmic Rewind that day. But that's the only time.
Okay, then the other IT issue was when Rachel, we thought, removed
her.
Yeah,
well, that
was
one
whole,
was all messed up last
that
weekend.
That was crazy.
Or the weekend before. But yeah, I mean, this works.
Yes.
It really does.
Yes.
So at 7 a.m. at our home, 2 hours away,
mm-hmm,
we get group 25.
Which we were nervous about, but again, we were trying to do this, obviously, for research purposes.
Yeah.
And hoping to ride, but if not, so.
Yeah. And usually, like, when we're up at 7 a.m. on a Disney day, we're, you know, in this instance, it was a Friday, we're dropping the kids off at school and all, and we're getting out at 8 a.m., so we know that we're going to be at the park around 10. Ish.
Yeah.
So that's a full hour after they start calling boarding groups, which begins at 9 a.m. So just to run through, we're driving down and I'm watching, and at 9 a.m. immediately, boarding groups 1 through 13 are called. Then taking a look, it looks like about one group is called roughly every 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So we're watching, it's going, and we're like, all right, we're not quite there yet. Let's just slow down a little bit. So we pulled up to the parking entryway at 9:40.
Mm-hmm.
At 9:51, we had parked, and we're going to tell you this, and we'll tell you why after. And being very specific, I want you to understand, especially when it comes to parking in the TTC, how much time this takes, which is a lot of the reason we don't go to Magic Kingdom, right?
Right.
It's a pain.
Mm-hmm.
So at 9:51, we have parked. We have walked to the tram, which came very quickly.
Yes. I started saying, make sure you tell all of this, because if you wait... Or not wait, but if the tram in front of you is full and you have to wait on the next one. Now, there was one coming right behind, but still, I mean, this was... Okay.
Yeah, we got lucky with that. We are called at 9:53.
Mm-hmm.
Our boarding group, number 25, at 9:53. So, yeah, literally, we are on a tram and we now have 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
We've got until 10:53 to get on Tron.
Mm-hmm.
We are on the ferry... At 10:08, mm-hmm, right?
And the ferry, we just missed the one, but there was one coming. So we didn't stand too long for that one.
No, it was not too bad. The boat docked at 10:20. So that's a full 12 minutes later, just to get from one side of the lake to the other. We were at the turnstile line at 10:23.
You did put in there.
And we actually, at the turnstile at 10:25. Rhonda had to pee at 10:27. It was a quick one. That was
good. Well, it was funny because I was going to go because there's bathrooms before you get on the ferry. And I don't think I realized we were going to miss the one ferry. And then it was just so many people that I was like, all right, I'll just wait till we get over there. And I'll feel better once we're in Magic Kingdom
for
on time wise, because we were standing waiting on the ferry, correct, when we were called back.
Yes, we were. We were waiting. Yeah, we were waiting on the ferry, and we were called at 9:53, and we were on the ferry at 10:08.
Yeah.
So now we're like, okay, we have an hour. Turnstile 10:25. Ronda Pete at 10:27. We arrived at Tron at 10:35.
And it was nice because when we got into Magic Kingdom, and we knew, like, all right, well, it's still close, and I say closer 10:35 arriving at Tron. I just finally felt like, oh, I can almost like. Breathe
relax.
And relax a little more now.
And we made it with great. We made it in time. Everything was fine.
Yeah.
All good. But the reason we tell you this is it took from the parking entry till we actually arrived at Tron 55 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just say you get up in the morning at your resort and you go, all right, got our virtual queue. We're going to hang out until it's called and then we're going to head to Magic Kingdom. Don't. You're not going to make it in time.
Yeah.
Whether you're driving, even if you're going to the bus, you know, you can allow 15, 20 minutes just to wait for a bus. So it's one of those things where now if you have a much later group in the day, yes, you can probably relax a little bit in the morning. Mm-hmm. But I would plan to just head your way to Magic Kingdom when you get that virtual queue.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you don't know when it's going to be called. And the last thing you want to be is at your resort. or somewhere that isn't Magic Kingdom when your group is called, because getting there and getting to Tron, most likely you're not going to be able to do it within an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, some of it is a case by case scenario. Certainly if you're in dining, you're, you know, if there's any reason that you don't make your time, and I would say it's within a reasonable window, I would plead your case to a cast member. Are still getting let on, but you know, I mean, it's, you can't be guaranteed. I would take your receipt for your dining. I would take whatever and say, look, we literally just sat down for a meal. This thing was called earlier than we thought. And they're going to be lenient with you, but you know, you can't get called at 1 p.m. and show up at 8 p.m. and be like, oh, I didn't make it.
When we were going through the turnstile line, they were pretty long lines, mm-hmm. like all of them. And there was people that were running off the boat, and Jeremy did mention to me that he did hear, because I joked and said something about Tron. He goes, yeah, they actually are running late for it.
Yeah, they had missed their window already.
Yeah. And so, I was like, I almost wish I could follow them and see what happened and like what was said. And then I was like, they need a turnstile for like late Tron.
Yeah.
Like just
Tron
one
only
or something. Yeah. Because especially when it's crazy busy, like it was when we were pulling up into
for sure
Magic Kingdom. So
and another, you know, another, I think, good point and kind of tip for this is if you are going to a park on your travel day, maybe don't make that Magic Kingdom for your first day if you want to do Tron. Because same thing, you could wake up and you live in Minnesota and you could be flying that day and you could have a 6 a.m. flight, and at 7 a.m. you're on the plane's Wi-Fi and you secure Tron, and then you're like, I still got a couple hours, then I got to get from the airport to Magic Kingdom or to the whatever.
Yeah.
So I would maybe not have Tron be your first day park on your travel day.
Yeah.
Or Magic Kingdom, I should say. I'd probably get another park and then save Magic Kingdom for one of the other days. So, how did you feel riding this with no scopolamine? Is that what it's called? Why does that sound like a
scopolamine pack?
Why does that sound like a seafood dish?
Scopolamine patch.
I'll have the scopolamine shrimp, please. you did not wear your patch.
No, I didn't.
How do you do on here with that?
Fine.
You do good?
Fine.
Okay.
Yeah, not a problem. What did you think, day versus night? Because the first time we rode it, it was night. This was day. We did wait for front row
mm-hmm.
each time so far.
100%, I'd wait for front row every time.
Yes, I
like.
Agree.
I think it's a. I mean, again, I can't say it's better than any other row because I haven't been on any other row, but it's awesome.
Right.
So, you know, I really liked it during the daytime.
I did too. It was super fun.
Like, it was cool coming out of the launch and getting to see everything and everyone below you, as opposed to it being nighttime where there's just, you know, you have some of the landscape lighting and things like that. But I really enjoyed it. Dare I say, I almost preferred day over night. How did you feel overall?
I really enjoyed it. It was great. It's always fun. Super fun. I think maybe because it was day and like, it's almost like night inside, but day mm-hmm. outside. Dare I say it made it feel a little bit longer?
You know, I thought it did too.
And then because like of night and it's just night into night.
Yeah.
It to me is maybe that's why it's quicker. I don't know.
No, that makes sense. Yeah. Now that you say it out loud, I kind of feel the same way.
I liked it a lot.
I absolutely love this coaster. Is this good enough though to take a reservation from us for Magic Kingdom specifically? You know what I mean? Like, we book Epcot all the time just to ride Cosmic. Do you see a shift where we start booking Magic Kingdom more? Because we're not going to want to spend the money for the individual Lightning Lane, you know, and Park Hop and all. So how do you feel about that? Because with this whole scenario that we just mentioned, and we were staying off property, so a car is in play, with Disney transportation, I can see booking Magic Kingdom more. Because it's a little bit easier just to hop on a bus and get there, or, you know, take the boat if you're staying at, you know, Fort Wilderness or Wilderness Lodge or whatever it may be, any of the monorail resorts. But I don't know if we're staying off property and we're having to drive to Magic Kingdom. I don't know that this takes a reservation for me just for Tron.
Yeah.
You agree?
Yeah, I agree.
And we did other things this day. I mean, we did Haunted Mansion. We did Pirates.
Yes, we did. Super fun.
Big Thunder.
Yeah.
We had not done that in forever, mm-hmm. so that was great.
Oh, and when we were going over to Big Thunder,
yeah.
It was really neat to see Kelly and her family from Maine. So, hey, Kelly, it was so nice meeting you.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you so much for stopping and saying hello.
It was super cool.
That was awesome. Yes. I absolutely loved that. So after Tron, though, we did something else that is new.
We had
ourselves a little snack. Yeah. Where did we eat?
Right there at the Tron entrance. What is it called?
Energy Bites.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
B-Y-T-E-S.
Okay. Like a computer bite. Okay. So very, very clever, Disney.
Yeah. And it was really good. So they have these little snack to me. They have a beef and broccoli digital dumplings for $8.79. They have a buffalo chicken digital dumplings for $8.49. And they have a watermelon refresher for $5.99. That is really like just a watermelon slushy with some Pop Rocks on top.
A refresher is the word. Yes, it was super 100%. Duper refreshing. I thought it was delicious. I loved it.
They also have a strawberry.
Yeah, it's like a strawberry
dessert,
cheesecake, but they were out.
So we did get these three things. And yes, like Jeremy said, that watermelon refresher was refreshing. So good. A little sweet, but really good. We each got ourselves one.
Yeah.
Talk about the dumplings. Well, all right, fine. The buffalo chicken, let me just say right now, they were great.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them.
Agreed.
But the beef and broccoli was, to me, so good. I didn't get a major broccoli taste.
It's like a broccoli pesto.
It was really good.
So don't think of it literally just being, and these are these little dumplings, you know, and a little wonton, steamed dumplings. Don't think of you of getting like a beef wonton and then a broccoli florette. It literally is a pesto made of ground up broccoli.
And
so it doesn't
good.
Pack a ton of that flavor, yep. but it is very good.
Very good.
And the Korean flavors in this are mm-hmm. outstanding. Yep. And like Ron and I were just talking about it this morning when we were walking the dogs. The buffalo chicken was very good.
It was.
The beef and broccoli was outstanding. And we ate the beef and broccoli first.
Yeah.
And then the buffalo chicken.
Yep.
I would do it in the opposite order. And maybe that's the only reason that the buffalo chicken didn't seem quite as good. It's like if we had eaten the buffalo chicken first and then the beef and broccoli, I think we'd come out saying both were outstanding. But I really enjoyed these.
Let's go back and which one do you want?
Oh, beef and broccoli.
I would get beef and broccoli all day just because it was, to me, the better taste with it.
Yeah.
I like spicy. Now, let me tell you, if I was battling some major sinus stuff, I'd get there and absolutely say buffalo chicken because I want that spice to clear me out. That beef and broccoli was just
fantastic. So good. So these are three dumplings, a little bit smaller than a golf ball, but like the beef was just cooked perfectly. Like there was, again, tons of flavor. A lot of people, when I like posted out at this, were like, wow, $8.49, that seems expensive. To me, this is exactly the portion and price that you would expect to pay at any of Epcot's festivals.
I was just going
to
say, yeah.
So I thought it was honestly on par.
Yeah.
Could you drop these a little bit? Would I feel better if they were $6.49 and $6.79? Sure. Who wouldn't? But it's one of those two. Again, there's three of them. They're small. We were splitting the two of them, but I would get one dish per person.
Yes.
Personally, even if it's just a snack.
Yeah.
You know, this was kind of our meal for the day because I don't even remember what we ended up eating that night. This was on Friday when we got there. But anyway, I really enjoyed it. I think this is very inventive for Magic Kingdom. It is not something you normally see at Magic Kingdom. To me, this was something that you'd find at one of the kiosks at Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
So I love the fact that they're doing this over there. It's just another quick food option. There were no lines when we went. It's a cute little kiosk. Only downfall is there is nowhere to eat around there.
Yes.
So we actually walked all the way back out near Space Mountain. Heading towards Tomorrowland Speedway, where they have a bunch of the tables with umbrellas and seats. And that's where we had to carry this, 200 yards just to find a spot to eat with a little bit of shade.
And another unfortunate thing, they are not gluten friendly.
Yeah. I mean, both of these have the wontons and that's got gluten plus
the crust of something. And then they were They brought out a thing for me and showed me.
But it's not as though that there's an option to say, here's a gluten-friendly option. Because
she didn't
option.
Say that. Yeah, right. I expected when I said, are they? Because she didn't know I already ate them and ordered.
Right. Yeah, we went back to double check.
Right. And I expected if they would have tried to do something, they would have said, they're not, but we can do this or whatever. So.
Well, I'm going to, before we move on with today, I'm just going to give a quick tip, which is going to be very limited to people listening. But if I had got, we went on that Friday, the day before, I got new tattoos. I woke up that morning going, I can't have these in the sun and I can't put suntan lotion on them. And I'm not wearing a long sleeve shirt. It's going to be 85 today. I actually had these UV protected sleeves. That I was able to wear just on my right arm. So used to see them with cast members a lot before they, you know, were allowing tattoos to be visible. You would see these all the time under the short sleeve shirts. And so that's actually what I wore all weekend. And it worked like a charm. Got them on Amazon. You can look up UV protected sleeve. I think you can even say tattoo sleeve. And this thing worked amazingly. It felt breathable, but it protected me from the sun, protected the tattoo. So anybody who's looking to get a tattoo right before they go to Disney, looking at you, Rhonda, as you get one this week.
Then
we go next week. These things really work. So just did want to put that out there.
Can I just use yours?
Yeah, you just use mine. I've got several of them. So I got like a 4-pack or something, or 6-pack. I don't even know. All right, so once we did ride a few things and kind of, just enjoyed Magic Kingdom for a little bit, which we don't do a lot of, we were like, well, Rhonda was like, Tambu Lounge, I want some noodles and pot stick. I only brought it up first.
You brought it up first. And then we were talking about when they start doing food.
Right, before they start the lounge menu. And this was like 1 o'clock-ish. So that's kind of the reason we hung out a little bit more. We went and did Pirates.
You had to work.
Yep.
So I had to do some work. And worked.
Yep.
Wow.
And so we ended up getting out of there. I think we rode Pirates right around 2:15. Yeah. So we were heading down to the boat because the walkway was closed over towards Grand Flow, which we would then usually take over to Poly, even though there's all that freaking construction going on with the DVC tower, which has gone very vertical now. Big concrete building so far. Very interested to watch this thing come together and fit in. I do think for anyone who is concerned, I understand your concerns, but look what they did with Grandestino and Coronado.
Yeah.
I think it fits perfectly. It's beautiful.
Yes.
I have full faith that they're going to make this fit and look great.
Of course.
So went to get on the boat and the next boat we're waiting on it and the captain's like counting people and we already see that we're cut off. We're not going to make this boat, which is fine. But when you see the boat coming and you're that close, you just want to get on it.
Oh.
Right?
And when you can't walk.
Right. When we weren't able to walk, because otherwise we would have just walked over there. But again, pathway was closed. So we're getting up close and all of a sudden, like captain shut it off and there's a family of like 5 in front of us. And then there's a couple in behind them and then us. And the boat captain is like, is there a group of 4? And I just looked at him and I was like, we're a group of 4 now. And so we're like, yay. So we got on that boat, which was great.
Yeah. And it was Rich and his wife. Yeah. And they come. They're from South Carolina. Actually, North Carolina,
my bad.
Yes, because I forget, because you've got family both. And it was funny because I sat with them and Jeremy sat.
Yeah, I had to find a single seat by myself. Yeah. So I missed out on all the conversation.
Yes, but it was just funny.
I had major FOMO sitting up there.
Yeah,
because I love those conversations. Yeah. I love just meeting people like that and just chatting to them.
Well, you knew more because it was
your
family.
Talking about, Duke and North Carolina. Yeah. And they were in the Raleigh area, weren't they? Yeah, so not far down the street from Durham and all.
Yep.
But yeah, but that was super cool. So you'll take the boat. If you're going to Poly, you'll take that boat from Magic Kingdom over to Grand Flow. You can stay on the boat. Other people get off, people get on, and then you're going to take that boat over to Poly, and then it's going to go back to Magic Kingdom and just keep making that triangle style loop. So yeah, got over to Tambu Lounge.
Well, we were going to try to do...
We were going to try Trader Sam's.
But apparently they...
That was my bad. I completely forgot that they were releasing the
Gargoyle Tiki Mug. And they started making like reservations at 12
at noon,
something or 11:30.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that, because we talked to people that were at Tambu Lounge waiting, and they put their they're staying there, so they were just walking by, and they were like, "Oh, we can put our names in now." And this was 3 when they were called back.
Mm-hmm.
This was
crazy. 3:30, something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, Bianca was our bartender. She was outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
I can admit when I'm wrong. And I texted Mr. Professor Professor Leisure, Daniel Miller from Drinking with Disney himself, who had deemed the Lapu-Lapu a vacation in your hand. I had always claimed that it was very overrated. It really is a vacation in your hand. Like, if you want to think of the tropics of Hawaii, like, this is the drink to get in a hollowed out freaking pineapple.
Mm-hmm.
And what was super cool, little, I mean, I guess it makes 100% sense, but we're watching them bring out the hollowed out pineapples and the top's cut, everything's ready to go, and they're bagged.
Mm-hmm.
And they're pulling them out of the fridge, and they're making the Lapu-Lapus. So we just asked Bianca, we're like, they just come straight from the distributor like that? She was like, yes. If we had to do that, I would quit immediately.
Yeah.
But it was just cool. So we're like, so what do they do with the inside? She's like, I don't know. We never see them. So they literally are delivered by the food distributor, hollowed out, ready to go, so they can go ahead and just make a drink in them.
Yeah.
And it was delicious. Mm-hmm. You are now well known for this. I think you could write a book on this specific cocktail. So what did you inquire about? Could she make
espresso martini?
Of course, of course.
And she did. And not only did she, but it was fantastic.
But she had to go downstairs to get the espresso. So she was like, it's going to take a little bit.
Yeah.
And like, all good.
Yep.
That's fine. I also had a whiskey breeze,
mm-hmm.
which is very, very delicious there. Tambu is just wonderful. Yep. Talk about the food.
Because
I know you had to get your noodles and your pot stickers.
Yes. And I asked Bianca when we were able to, because I thought it was around 4:00. And we've been sitting there for a little bit, and I'm like, well, she actually said she might can pull it off the line around 3:30. So, I mean, she was busy. We were just, and then she looked and she was like, did you want the pot stickers and the noodles? And I was like, yes, ma'am. So she went and got them. I think it was around at that point, around 4:00, just because
yeah,
she
was getting
was
a little
busy.
Closer.
But golly, they're so good.
They're so delicious.
I mean, I can
what
eat
did I count?
Them every 13
pot stickers,
time.
I think.
Possibly.
There's a lot of pot stickers.
There is. It's nice. I love how they do like fill up a bowl pretty mm-hmm. much of both, of noodles and pot stickers. I am very grateful for them and can eat them every single time.
Yeah. So they're basically, Ohana opens at 3:30 for dinner service. And mm-hmm. that is the kitchen where Tambu is getting their food from.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason she was like, if Ohana's not too busy, I can technically put the order in at 3:30 yep. and get them for you. And then this time the pot stickers came with that little side of like peanut sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Which was amazing that we had
right.
not had before
that
with
them.
That
was fantastic.
Because it's normally the one that would go with the chicken skewers.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked, I think. She was like, do you want like the sauce for the side? And we're like, sure, what's that? And it was that Thai peanut sauce, and it was
super good.
Absolutely outstanding. All right, let's talk a little bit about Delta by Marriott, Lake Buena Vista.
Mm-hmm.
This is located right there on the corner of Hotel Plaza Boulevard, the entrance there into Disney Springs, and that main road that I cannot remember the name of off the top of my head. This is a Disney Springs hotel without being a Disney Springs hotel, basically. I mean, it's the closest non-Disney Springs hotel, I believe.
Yes,
the Howard
Johnson
across the street, I think, might be a little bit closer because it's actually on Hotel Boulevard, Plaza Boulevard, but it's not considered a Disney Springs hotel. You certainly could walk to Disney Springs. You're gonna have more of a lengthy, probably 20 to 20. What did we clock Drury in at? 15 minutes.
Yeah, this would,
from door to door.
I think this would
probably
be
25 to 30 minute walk.
To 35.
But a very cheap Uber ride. Under $10 just to grab an Uber when we decided to go to Disney Springs.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about this hotel. You can contact Chuck. This is a Marriott. You can contact Chuck with mainstmagictravel.com. This is one that he can go ahead and book for you. He booked it for us.
Yes.
He was actually the one that recommended it. He's like, do you want to try something new to us? And was like, sure,
absolutely, always.
And you can get this at a really good rate. I mean, under $200 a night normally. There is parking. It was $17 a night. There is no free breakfast, but they do have breakfast on mm-hmm. site. They have an all you can eat for like $15, which is not too bad. Mm-hmm. They actually serve Mickey waffles. They have a Pete's Coffee in the lobby that's doing sandwiches, croissants, all kinds of coffees and stuff. Talk a little bit about the hotel, the room. What did you think of it, and is this an option?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think I would like to walk, though. Like, I think I would, if you were picking something, like, I would pick the Drury.
Oh, for sure. If you're looking at a budgetary stance of I don't want to do an Uber,
right,
or don't, you know, I don't have a car, then I would yeah. But see, here's again the thing. All right, you're gonna pay. Now Drury wins hands down because of their happy hour, their free drinks, their hors d'oeuvres, their free all that stuff.
Yeah.
But that aside, you got to look at the price per night, the resort fees, mm-hmm. and then decide. All right. If it's the same cost for me to stay at a Disney Springs hotel and walk as staying at the Delta and paying for Uber, you're going to pick that Disney Springs hotel if it's literally the same cost.
Yes.
I'm going to venture to bet, though, there could be a savings. So if you're going and you're staying 4 or 5 nights and at the Delta, even with an Uber or whatever, you're mm-hmm. able to save $40 to $50 a night. That's going to really add up.
Yeah.
As far as convenience sake, but again, as far as the hotel goes, the room, the space, what did you think of that?
It was great. It was really nice. I felt like it was very clean. You walk in, to your left is your bathroom, one sink, toilet and shower.
The bathroom was small.
I mean, it was
a little small.
Compared
to the rest of the size of the room, which was very large.
Okay, then yes. But it wasn't a small, like, Holiday Inn hotel.
Oh, that one, yeah. Bathroom. That one was really small.
And then, you know, to your right when you walk in is your, I mean, to your left is your, you know, wardrobe and your normal stuff,
fridge
and
your single serve coffee maker without the thing to hold your coffee, so you can't actually use it. So I just went down to Pete's both days instead of bothering with it.
With
no outlet though. This was odd.
That was weird. You had to move it.
Yeah, so you would have had to either unplug down at the bottom the fridge or a lamp to plug in. Like, I'm surprised there wasn't some sort of outlet built into the cabinetry. So the one morning I went to make coffee before I realized it was missing something, a piece, I had to pick it up and take it over to the desk, which was a little strange, but I mean, no big deal.
Yeah. But nice two queen beds with room to spare.
Mm-hmm.
Could pull a mattress, air mattress in there.
Sure.
Or I don't think they do rollaways, but anyways, no, it was good. It was great. You know, your TV, your...
Yeah. You know, this is one of those that worked so perfectly for us because we were go, go, go.
Yes.
We did not spend a lot. We used the room to get ready and to sleep, and that was it.
Yep.
You know, so here, looking at the cost savings made a lot of sense for us.
Yes, 100%.
Now, if I was saying, all right, we're going for a week, we're going to have 2 days off, we're not even doing any sort of parks, we're just going to hang at the hotel, like, no, I'd fork over the extra money, do a Disney Springs hotel with a bigger, better pool, or do a Disney hotel.
Okay.
This did have a nice, very spacious outdoor pool area and all, but you're right in the middle of all the action of these other stores and shops and hotels.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not as though you're going to sit out by the pool and kick your feet up and have a nice, quiet, relaxing day.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to hear lots of traffic. You're going to hear stuff from the stores, the other hotels. But I certainly will put this on our radar in the future.
Yeah.
If the price is right, especially 100%. Sometimes when we do these one-nighters and we know we're going to end up at Disney Springs or something like that,
yeah.
I highly recommend it.
Yep.
So go ahead and reach out to Chuck, mainstmagictravel.com. So are we becoming homecoming regulars? What's up? What's going on? Two weekends in a row now.
And now I'm really remembering this day because everything was going to be the next day. So today
this
was
is still
just
Friday.
This is still Friday, and this is just our chill day. So we ate, obviously, the energy bites. Then we ate at Tambu. So then Jeremy was like, well, let's go over to Disney Springs and hang out. So we did. And we were trying to figure out what to eat. And we went and sat at Homecoming Sunshine Bar, which you do get the full menu.
I did not know that.
It's super cool.
It's amazing. You get the entire Homecoming menu. So again, Homecoming, if you can't get that reservation, you're going to go to Mouse Dining and you're going to go ahead and create an alert.
Mm-hmm.
If that somehow doesn't come through, or this is a very last minute decision, you can go sit at the Sunshine Bar.
Yep.
And you can get the entire menu from inside.
Mm-hmm.
So the weekend before we had done this because we were going to meet Olivia at Disney Springs.
Yes.
And she was going to ride with us over to the Over the Edge event for Give Kids the World at the Grand Hyatt. Going to see Scott and Mark and Michael and Michelle and Figgy and all those wonderful folks over there.
Yep.
So it was finally when I was there, I purchased their jumbo squeeze bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Then this was the weekend before, for $22.
Right.
So it now sits. We have a dedicated place in our house, in our master closet, that is like our Disney stuff, the stuff we need.
Mm-hmm.
My squeeze bottle is now part of that because I'm going to bring it every time.
Okay.
Because I brought it back. You spend $22 for that first one. And this is a 22-ounce bottle. $22. Lifetime refills for $12 each time.
Wow.
Now, their normal 16-ounce Rumshine Punch, for example, is already $12. Okay. So you're getting for the same price that extra, what, six ounces.
Mm-hmm.
So I will carry it with me. It's great. Yeah. You can go ahead, get it filled up. I did what the sweet tea and the lemonade.
Moonshine or something.
Yes, yeah. And the lemonade. So it's basically like an alcoholic Arnold Palmer.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really good. That was recommended by our bartender.
Yep.
And it's great just to, I mean, even if you want to stop and you're not sitting there, and we sat there for a while, fill it up, go walk.
Mm-hmm.
It is easily probably one of the best alcoholic beverage deals on property.
Yeah, I'd say so.
We did get something to eat there, though.
We did. We got the cauliflower wings is what they're called. They are spicy cauliflower wings, cauliflower florets, flash fried and tossed in hot honey sauce for $14. These were fantastic. And it's so funny because it says it's wings. So I was like trying to picture what they might come out looking like.
Yeah.
And actually, it was just, yeah, your bigger cauliflower florets.
Yeah. And here's the thing with these. You have to call them something.
Yeah.
Like, because a lot of people will say like, well, it's not a wing. Don't call it a wing. I understand that, but you have to compare it to something. You know what I mean? It's the same thing. Like if you were to say,
okay,
here's a vegan cheesecake. Obviously there's not cheese in it, but you have to still call it a cheesecake to give somebody an idea of what to expect.
Right.
Because if you just said, here's a vegan cake. You're like, okay, I don't really know what that means. What is it comparable to? Cheesecake. Okay, why didn't you just say that? So
right.
I think that's the same thing as saying a cauliflower wing. You know
well,
what I mean?
Like, and it was funny because like I said, I was like,
I
why are they
though.
Calling?
Delicious.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking, why are they calling them cauliflower wings? Like, I'm like, are they going to, like, how, like, I'm like, how are they? And it's just a big floret,
mm-hmm.
like a wing would be where you pick it up.
Yeah. It's. I mean, again, it's comparable to a boneless buffalo wing.
Yeah.
It's exactly like
the,
what it is.
And it was really, really good. The cauliflower was fantastic.
They're outstanding. Absolutely.
The hot honey sauce was amazing. Very good.
Where did we move on to next? Which, in my opinion,
you wanted
is
to.
Possibly the most underrated spot to sit at Disney Springs. I'm going to throw it out there right now.
Okay.
I'm saying it. Nobody ever talks about this option.
We went to Paddlefish. He wanted the crab fries.
But where at Paddlefish, Rhonda?
The rooftop, the complete tippy top mm-hmm. rooftop. They have a bar inside. They have an outside. I do believe you can sit at the tables around. I don't know how that
There's
works.
There's also like some couches and a little fire pit. Mm-hmm. And we're there at this point around sunset.
There wasn't a fire pit because I would have been by that fire pit.
It wasn't turned on. I think they have a little propane
fire
pit.
It was starting
like,
to get cool,
yeah,
like
it was.
Cool that night.
Yeah, we were right around sunset. And boy, if you're going to go here
it was
at sunset,
pretty though.
It is
mm-hmm.
gorgeous. They have the Edison lights like hanging mm-hmm. all around. It is stunning. You're overlooking the water there. You got rainforest in the distance and that volcano going off. Like,
that's where I was hoping to feel the heat from, not going to lie.
The rainforest?
Yeah, because you can. It's super cool.
So we had done this a few times before, and one of my favorite dishes here is their crab-topped fries.
Mm-hmm.
This is skin-on French fries, blue crab, and a Louis dressing for $18. It is delicious.
It is.
Full of crab, full of Old Bay flavor in that Louis mm-hmm. dressing. Fries are super crispy, like mm-hmm. hand-cut fried fries. I mm-hmm. love this. Mm-hmm. You were a little full, so I took on a...
I ate like one or two.
A good share of this thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I think with not eating the way we do... at Disney, at home as well. Yeah. When
we just
I do
all day.
Well, when I and
too,
I start
like,
saying when I do eat, like sometimes I just don't feel like I'm just like I don't want to put anything else in my body. So like I said, I tasted the cauliflower wings. We did take some home. I did taste the crab fries, but we've had them before. Mm-hmm. Me and you, we sat upstairs like that before. And then from there, and it was great, and it was so fun. And yes, I would do that again, absolutely. Especially when I'm in the mood for them and stuff. Yeah. Like, I'm like, oh, I need to eat. Let's go.
I mean, at this point, you know, like I say, underrated. So don't everyone rush there, please. But, you know, we're talking 7:30 in the evening on a Friday, mm-hmm. and didn't have much trouble getting two seats at the bar.
Nope.
You know, so an option for sure.
Absolutely.
All right.
So that night we just went back.
Yes, that's we did.
This was it. This was the end of the day. We went back home to just kind of be relaxed and chill because we knew we had a very big day on our actual anniversary.
Yep. On Earth Day. Yep. On Animal Kingdom's 25th anniversary. Mm. We were there for the 20th. We had to be there for the 25th. This was our Rainforest Cafe breakfast morning. But
prior to that,
we planned it pretty well that we were able to go in and check out the merchandise for the 25th and get some.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about the merch. What did we get? What did Rachel not get? Because
I think Rachel got everything.
We were shoppers for Rachel. We picked our wonderful friend up several items.
Yes.
But yeah, talk a little bit about that because we bypassed the opening ceremony. Okay. 25th anniversary. That's big. That's awesome. Right? Love that they did an opening ceremony.
That was cool.
Where the heck was anything like this on October 1st?
For the 50th?
For the 50th.
Yeah.
Like, which, by the way, was 2021. It has been a year and a half. Yeah. They did nothing.
Yeah.
Yet they did this, which was really cool.
It was.
We just decided to bypass it because, well, for one, you couldn't see through the 173 cell phones that were being held in the air.
Yeah.
Everybody live streaming it. Literally. So I was like, if I want to watch this, I'll just watch it on any one of these channels later.
Yes.
But it did look like it was really, they're bringing out Kevin and they're bringing out characters.
And the song was really good. And we heard everything and we saw most of it. We just saw it from the merchandise line.
Yeah. And in the back of my mind, I'm like, so as soon as this thing ends, where do you think they're all going?
Merchandise line.
Exactly. And that's what they did. So we got in line right away and we got in and out within like 15-20 minutes.
But it's nice because they always have the things that show what you want.
Yeah, they do a really great job.
They
of this.
Do. So Jeremy got the day of shirt. Mm-hmm. I got one that was a tank, which I showed him and I got it and it was funny because I was like, I think if I don't get something, I'm gonna regret it.
Yeah.
So I got it and it is cute. I haven't worn it yet, but super cute. And then of course the cute tumbler, is that what they call it?
Yeah, I love my tumbler. Cool. It's beautiful.
Yep, really love that. I looked at the what Rachel got, which is the bag, the Loungefly bag.
I loved the Loungefly bag.
I liked it, but I really was looking at it like I would use it. And I'm like, it's not going to stay probably closed for me. Like it has a pull thing. Outside pockets.
Right. Yeah. Which, and you like the lounge flies with the outside pockets. Here is my thing because I'm a weirdo. I wear blacks.
Oh yeah. This is weird.
I wear blacks. I wear reds. I wear blues, like some combination of those. Mostly blacks, reds, and whites. So for me, I'm not going to carry a brown bag because I just don't mix those. So that is the reason that I did not get it.
You are a weirdo.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I wear that as a badge of honor. Mm. It's like when I call Kaylin weird, I'm like, that's a compliment, man.
Okay.
Like, yeah. So, yeah, but we...
Let's see. What else?
We got a pin. And their whole thing was alive with magic.
Yeah,
is like the slogan.
The actual pass holder pin, we didn't like it as much.
The tree of life.
Yes, we like this one, and this is day of, correct?
Yes, I believe this one was day of the one that we got. They had like
15,
a dozen pins.
They did.
And a lot of this stuff is still around, other than the day of stuff. Like you can go in now, and you can still probably get the lounge fly and get all these other shirts and stuff like that. But yeah, picked up a bunch of stuff for Rachel, and then we walked it all back to the car. Oh, because then we went and got the Pumbaa popcorn bucket, which
super
is adorable.
Amazing. He doesn't, like, I saw him over there, and I really thought he was a stuffed animal. Like,
oh, yeah,
I didn't know
he was behind me over here.
I didn't know he was the popcorn bucket.
I think the Simba popcorn bucket is adorable, but you can't do anything with it because it can't sit.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's Simba, you know, reaching out. And this one is wonderful. He's got his cute little Pumbaa, little tiny front legs, mm-hmm. and he can sit there, and I love it.
Yeah.
They were expecting cute. To sell out that day.
They were.
But yeah, we went ahead and got that, and then we took everything to the car before yes. we went over to do Rainforest Cafe, mm-hmm. which again, you can go listen to last episode. I had some other thought in my head about the merchandise. Oh, so Rachel, one of the things that she wanted was the light up wooden box.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, I'm not going to get that. Later that afternoon, we got the light up wooden box, and I love it.
Yes.
It is so cool. It is this carved wooden intricate box that lights up on the inside and like sparkles
looks
and
like,
glows.
Yeah. Looks like
and so it's sitting on our coffee
yeah.
table. And like we were watching movies last night. And it's just neat. We love like, what would you call it? Mood candle? What would you call it? What would you call like our little... Like, we love, like, candles and little light-up things, like, throughout the house.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, we have...
It's my favorite thing during yeah. Halloween and Christmas when we decorate yeah. is having a dark room with all these little candles or lights or LED lighting or whatever it is, and that's mm-hmm. what this is. So yep. we did go back and get it. I was kind of like, why does Rachel want this? And then later, I was like, I really want that. And so we did go ahead and yes. buy that. While we were at Rainforest Cafe, this was on my list of things that I wanted to do last time we missed out. What is that? Because you secured, while I was talking to Leanne, our waitress, you were paying attention to the time.
I was.
Talk a little bit about
Nomad Lounge
and their walk-up virtual wait list.
Yeah, so Jeremy was talking to the waitress, and I realized the time because he was kind of watching the time and looking, and I kept like refreshing because we were about 11:55, 11:56, obviously moving up towards 12. So literally it was, we were now at this point walking out and I'm still like refreshing and it said something. And then I just refreshed again. And somehow at 12:01, I got it. And literally I was like, okay, whew. And it said 11:01. Two and it's 11.
Did you say 12:01? Yeah, 11. It opens at 11. The waiting, the virtual queue. I think you just said 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I was wrong and meaning 11.
Correct. 11:01.
So then obviously 10:58, 10, you know. So yeah, so 11:01 we joined it and I was like, okay. And then I saw it in my MDE, so I was like, okay, good, cuz I didn't get a text or anything, which was super weird.
Like a confirmation text?
Correct.
Okay, that is weird, actually.
So with all that being said, we went and we did Flight of Passage. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, it of course said, like, I think expected to be called back around 12.
12:25. Well, or somewhere around there was, wasn't it?
It was
12:15, I think.
No, it was 50 minutes.
Ah. Oh, that's
so
right. Okay.
11:50.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right.
So we actually went up to them a couple of times. And praise God, I was very grateful and thankful that when I went up the first time, she saw me in there. She was like, Rhonda. And I was like, okay. Then I got my text that was like, hey, you've joined. And I'm like, oh, okay. So then I was happy about that. And then we were kind of just hanging out because she said you'll be called within 15 minutes.
Yeah. She was like, they're clearing a table right
correct.
Now.
Correct. Well, then literally almost 30 minutes later, I was like, I hate to be that person.
Right.
But then we also were like, okay, literally today is our day of food.
Yeah.
We just stayed at Rainforest. We're coming here literally for just drinks,
yep.
no food, but just wanted to chill. So I'm like, we got to get home and change and stuff. So went up and then, yeah. So about 12:45, we were called after joining at 11:01 and saying return mm-hmm. expected 50 minutes.
Yeah.
So.
And these walk-up lists, much like we talked about last episode with Coral Reef, there is a proximity. You need to be pretty much right within at least the front gate of the park to go ahead and grab it. And again, we were at Rainforest Cafe, so right around mm-hmm. that area. The reason we missed it last time is we were in the parking lot walking around 11 and I wasn't close enough.
Yeah.
So just another thing to try and get there. But we did kill some of that time when we had an entire swarm of Diz Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Personalities that were there. Professor Leisure, Daniel Miller himself, Steve, Nomad Lounger, finally got to meet him. Aaron got to meet her. Jody, Adam. Like, it was really cool. Like, this entire group. There was 13 of them.
Yep.
And they were trying to get in there.
Yes.
And so once we went in, actually, we came back out and I saw Daniel and I was like, man, that place is awesome. You guys should really go.
You're so dumb.
We had a great time. Trey, our waiter, was outstanding. And it was so nice. We just sat there for like an hour or so and just relaxed. And we kept seeing the boats come by, the pontoon boats with the characters and the music. And like, we had such an incredible anniversary weekend, but again, it felt very go, go, go. And this for an hour or so was just so relaxed. Like kind of hunched down in your chair. And we sat outside right there on the water. Absolutely wonderful beverages, of course. So from here, we're like, all right, we gotta head back to the room and we gotta get ready for an Arcusis that night.
Well, and we ran into Chuck and Allie.
Yeah, we saw Chuck and Allie and Alex and had
kinda
a drink with them.
For a little
walked
while.
Around. Went back to check out some merch. That's when we got the light up box and all. And then we have exited. Right, we left when you realized?
No, because I also ordered my new case because it was just so heavy and I just wanted
a
new
charge,
case.
We had a charging case.
They have a Stitch and it says Seaside and Sunshine. And he is just chilling under a palm tree and I absolutely love it. So I actually ordered that from one of the stores in Animal Kingdom. So we had to go pick that back up. And while I was doing that, I looked down and my Magic Band, which is Stitch, is gone.
Magic Band Plus.
Yes. So you now know the rest of the story because I just thought it was gone.
Well, so it was weird because we were in the store and I just remember I noticed out of my peripheral vision, somebody turned in a Magic Band to a cast member and I just moved on with my life. And then Rhonda goes, I lost my Magic Band. And I was like, it's in the Discovery post. I saw somebody turn it in. I'm pretty sure. She's like, what?
Yeah.
And I was like, but I didn't connect. There's no reason for me to think anything, but I just noticed it. So we went back and thankfully, they had it in the back and they brought it back out, which was great. So yeah, that was very, very nice. Here's what we're going to go ahead and do. Cause we've already covered quite a bit of ground. We're going to save Behind the Seeds for its own episode. Because there's a lot to cover in Behind the Seeds. I took a ridiculous amount of notes. I'm not going to give it all to you guys because we want you to book this tour because it's awesome. But we'll go ahead and save it for next episode.
All right.
So we're going to go ahead and wrap up here. I don't know why I have this. I know it was a shirt. I don't know where we saw it. But somebody had a shirt that said introverted but willing to discuss Disney and I want one. I'm going to make a shirt like that for myself because that's me.
Yeah.
Like I'm the type, you put me somewhere. Like we go when I would sit with at gymnastics while Lacey was doing gymnastics.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I just hear all these people just talking and yapping and everything, and I'm just like, oh man, I can't wait till this is over. But if all of a sudden somebody says Disney and I hear that, I'll be like, what?
What?
Now I'll talk.
That's funny.
Did not care about you earlier 5 minutes ago. Now I do. All right, so hit the subscribe button. Get these brand new episodes Tuesday and Friday, and you can learn all about the Behind the Seeds tour, which spoiler alert was awesome. Absolutely loved it. A lot of really, really cool little trivia and details that we took notes on that we will share with you on the very next episode. So again, hit that subscribe button. You can check out our Patreon group at wonderlandcrew.com. And we would be so very, very thankful if you could leave us a rating and review.
Because it'll help our show grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World, so they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts, Main Street Magic's bringing it home for you.